This episode of The Voice of Turnipstyle is brought to you by
Big Fatty Online,
where the underpants don't matter.
Yes!
Check out
BigFattyOnline.com.
What you doing?
Well, enter.
What?
What? What do you mean, what am I doing?
I don't know.
I'm not doing anything. I'm looking at swimwear. That's what the underpants show is about.
The underpants show.
Swimwear.
Yes?
I'm probably sitting too far away from the mic.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1637 of the BFO for Monday the 5th of May 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty! Hola, Mexicanos! Big... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Muy gordo! Big Freddy, I fucked it up. You did fuck it up. That's all right. Hi, everyone. I hope your Cinco de Mayo is going well. Although, y'all, you know, there are some people that say M-A-Y-O is pronounced Mayo. So maybe this is the 5th of Monays. I don't know. Big Freddy, you're silly. Anyway, y'all, of course, today, everyone is, Mexican, and y'all, of course, for many of you, I'm sure you will be enjoying, those, terribly racist, chips and salsa. Big Freddy, that goes old school. It does indeed go old school. Y'all, of course, everyone is Mexican today. So y'all, put on your fake mustache and everybody act like the crazy Mexican that had him. Maybe we should just call this Had Him Appreciation Day. Either that, Big Fatty, or yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend. Y'all, first of all, it started off I'm discombobulated here. Big Freddy Volga! But y'all, I'm trying to think, what did I do Thursday night? But I don't recall. I guess I didn't do a frickin' thing Thursday night. Big Freddy! Y'all, but then on Friday, you know, I told you we were going to have a skeleton staff. And y'all, it truly was a skeleton staff. There were only three of us there at the beginning of the day. And y'all, by the end of the day, it was just Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you are a skeleton. Y'all, one moment, please. I'm going to have some of that peach tea that was the penny coupon this week. Y'all, I found it to be entirely too sweet, so I've added water to it to dilute it. Big Fatty, that you're cheap, and it makes it last longer. Well, that too. it was a very quiet day in the coal mine on Friday, and y'all, it usually is that way when there ain't nobody there. I can't say that I didn't enjoy it immensely. Yes, Big Fatty. Larry Clyde had recommended a little restaurant very close to the coal mine that serves the Chinese food. But y'all, it's not a buffet. They do all the cooking. It's all a single dish kind of thing. So y'all, I decided I was gonna have some of that hot and sour soup, and y'all, and some of that General Tso's chicken. And so y'all, I ordered that, and I had that for my lunch. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. The hot and sour soup was both hot and sour. And y'all, it made my colon sour also. Y'all, I just realized I'm playing the coupon music rather than the weekend update music. Big Freddy, I'm not the only one that fucked it up today. No, in fact, let's just let's go back and make it right. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, Big Freddy, you don't have to remind us you couldn't remember what the hell you did on Thursday night, and that it was a skeleton staff, and you had a General Tso's chicken and your hot and sour colon. Okay. Anyway, y'all came home a Friday, and y'all, I tell you, I came home, and since I didn't have to record a little show, y'all, I just laid down on top of the platform there in the love chamber, which is also known as the bed, and y'all, I just lay that, y'all, I fell right to sleep. It was a crema miracle. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I slept to for about an hour, and y'all, then I got up and I had me what did I have for my supper? I don't remember what I had for my supper. Oh, I know what I had. I had some peanut butter. Big Freddy. y'all, then I thought there was a 2-hour Shark Tank on a Friday night, and the first one was called something like Swimming with the Sharks, and it was kind of a behind the scenes thing, and y'all so watched that, and then the regular Shark Tank episode, and y'all, and then I just decided, Big Freddy's off to bed, and y'all, so I was off to bed, and y'all slept through the night, and it was a good night's sleep, y'all. The weather had turned a little cool in here in Charlotte. Y'all, by the way, I'm drying my clothes, so if you hear the buzzer go off, don't think that this is the Big Ricky show or anything like that. No, Big Freddy. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, and y'all got up Saturday morning, and y'all, I fixed me some grits. I got to have a little grit every now and then. Big Freddy. And some poke sausage, and y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, then for my lunch, I had the rest. I mean, by the way, I only ate about, I ate all the hot and sour soup, and y'all, it really did make my colon sour, and I was just tooting all afternoon. Yes, Big Freddy, thank goodness there wasn't anybody there. But I only ate about half of the General Tso's chicken, and so y'all, I finished it up for my lunch on Saturday, and then what did I do? Y'all, I was a sloth. I felt like an honorary resident of Walnut Hills, y'all, and it just piddled around, and I don't think I did anything of importance, oh, I know what I did. Y'all, I've been saving up my episodes of, you know, the Dallas TV machine program. Y'all, by the way, I think it was that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns, y'all, they were talking about, they had heard somewhere that Masturbates Hotel was a good show, and y'all, they couldn't remember where they heard it. Y'all, they heard it from the Big Fatty Show. Yes, Big Fatty! But y'all, I've been saving up my shows is this the second or the third season of The Dallas? I don't remember. But y'all, I had 10 episodes. I think it's the whole season. And so y'all, I watched about, I think I watched four episodes of it. And y'all, it's just a trashy a trashy soap opera, a nighttime soap opera. But y'all, that Sue Ellen, is on there, and y'all the kids, what are they? John Ross and what is the other boy? What is Bobby Ewing's son's name? I don't remember. But y'all, they're good looking. They're good. Hey, you just want to say, hey, good looking. What you got cooking, B? Ready? So y'all, I watched several episodes of that, and then of course it was time for that stick it with a poke little show, and y'all, we did something different. Yes, Big Freddy, can I tell what was different? Well, sure, go ahead. Muy Gordo was not available at the very beginning, and so Squeaky Kitty substituted for Muy Gordo at the beginning. Yeah, it's true. And Squeaky Kitty, everybody just enjoyed your appearance. Then Big Fatty showed up. But we were all on the video. And I don't remember who, let's see, who all was there. We had Gavin, you know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Jim was back. Jim was sick and tired of giving somebody a hand. So he was there. And who else was there? And then we had, the old stink pot, Toppy Smelly was there, and Burkharder and Squeaky Kitty, then later on that Jimmy Bear showed up, and the cricket talker, excuse me, the cricket whisperer. Be ready. David, that blue jeans guy, showed up, and it seems like there was somebody else. Oh, and y'all, then over there from the Ark, y'all, it was Nort, you know, my straight boyfriend over there in the Ark, Nort, y'all, and he went to ye old cupboard and pulled out a hot beer and started drinking that, and y'all, and then he pulled out the Jägermeister and started drinking that, and then he pulled out the Queen's Gin and started drinking that, y'all, but before you know it, he was taking his clothes off. Be ready! But anyway, but I had to go soon after the little show was over, because, you know, I had to get ready to go to the Dudley Do-Rights with Granny. But y'all, I kept listening, and y'all evidently not made a huge announcement. Excuse me, that was some more of that peach tea. Yes, McFaddy. But I can't tell you what it was, mainly because I don't remember what it was. But there was some sort of deformity or something like that that he announced. But y'all evidently Nort has to be in the U.S. of A. In his Chevrolet by the middle of July, and y'all, all of a sudden he needed the colonic catastrophe kit to, because y'all, the look on his face, y'all, looked like he was about to shart himself, just absolutely shart himself. Big Fatty probably had something to do with all that liquor he was drinking. No, well, I don't think it could be. Then Granny and I went out to the where did we go? We went to the Dudley Do-Rights, y'all, and there was a big old Cinco de Mayo party down near the Dudley Do-Rights, y'all. We had to wait to get into the parking garage because it was saying that it was full, and y'all, they wouldn't let anybody go in until someone paid to go out, and y'all, it took forever for us to get out of the damn thing when we were finished at Dudley Do-Rights later on a Saturday night. And y'all, of course, Granny is now officially listening to the little show. Y'all, he also listens to Gavin's little show also. You know Gavin, you know who Gavin is, you know Jesus. A bee, Freddy. But anyway, And then on Sunday, what did I do Sunday? Y'all, I got up and I had my brofkas and read the newspaper. And y'all, I piddled around the fat cave here, and you know, got my underpants, big fatty, you know, wear underpants. Well, you know, the generic underpants, meaning all clothes other than underpants. Got them in the washer, and you did a load of towels first, and y'all got my shower and everything. And y'all, while the towels were drying, I ran over to the Von's East, big fatty. Now when you play the Von's East music. Y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it. Y'all, first of all, this week is going to be a very busy week for Big Fatty. So, y'all, I felt like I needed to go back to the Von's East and pick up a couple of things so that I would have some prepared food here in the Fat Cave. Because, y'all, it's going to, like I say, it's going to be a very busy week. Y'all, I picked me up some frozen breaded okra. I'm going to fix me some fried okra this week. Y'all, I got a couple more bags of the good coffee because it was still on sale. Y'all, they had some Green Giant steamed vegetables. I got some sugar snap peas and some green beans almondine. Y'all, and they had the Atkins TV dinners, $3 for $10. And y'all, then I had a coupon from the newspaper, so I got three of those. And y'all, while I was there, I went ahead and got me a couple of fried chicken bazooms and had that for my lunch on Sunday. And y'all, I spent $27.20, but I saved $11.69. Yes, Big Betty! Yeah, I see y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, last time we were over here, that JR from the Howdy Do Pancakes spotted Big Fatty on the toilet. Big Fatty, it's still vulgar. Spotting Crazy reminded everybody to get your favorite bacon recipes in. And y'all, I guess those will get starting to get, posted here pretty soon. Y'all, that trucker Alex has spotted Big Fatty, and it says a dozen fatties out for a swim. Oh dear Gussie. And y'all, I got to zoom in on this because y'all, it is truly vulgar. Everybody is big and fat, and y'all, they're wearing it. Y'all, if you were out at Pride 48 last year, that little outfit that Adam Burns wore at the underpants party. Y'all, that looks like what Big Fatty is wearing. But for some reason, Adam looked a lot better in them than Big Fatty looks in them in that picture. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a wonderful Cinco de Mayo. Y'all, of course, Cinco de Mayo is one of those days that Miss Kitty and I get together, and we go and visit the graveside of our dear friend George, who passed away on this date in 1996. Y'all, 18 years ago. Can't believe it's been 18 years. It's just unbelievable. But I always tell the story about George that if there was one thing, one kind of food. George loved food, but if there was one kind of food that he hated, it was Mexican food. So it just seems terribly inappropriate that he passed away on this day. Well, what do you think about that turnip head? Yes, turnip head in the underpants show.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.